Simon & Schuster Audio presents The End of Gender, debunking the myths about sex and identity in our society. By Deborah So, read by the author.
This is dedicated to everyone who blocked me on Twitter. Introduction. The Battle Against Biology. Hello. Are you afraid someone saw you pick up this book? You shouldn't be. Everything in here is backed by science and facts. None of this should be controversial. And yet it is. On some level, you already know this. There's a price for telling the truth about gender, especially in today's day and age. I've paid it. Maybe you have too. Or maybe you are in the early stages of contemplating doing the same. Once you've opened your mouth and the words have come out, you can never go back. But you won't want to. At first, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I was so sure the current political climate, including the accompanying science denial, policy changes, mob mentality, shaming, and allegations of hate speech would only be a temporary thing. The pendulum could only swing so far in one direction for so long. Certainly it would be swinging back. And so I waited. I'm still waiting. Instead, this false and unscientific way of thinking continues to spread beyond the silo of academia and education, permeating the mainstream press, medicine, scientific organizations, entertainment, social media, law, and tech. There are no signs of turning back. It's not a question of whether you will encounter this ideology in your life, but to what extent and how willing you are to recognize that it's happening. Before I dive into the nitty-gritty details about the science of gender and how it applies to our lives in the context of so many issues today, I'll tell you about the thought process that led me here, from my time as an academic sex researcher to the moment I began putting these words on a page.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?